Activities at Elmshaven. In mid-May, Paul Mason, Ellen White's accountant, went to San Francisco to purchase from Studebaker Brothers a new carriage with rubber tires. It cost $125.
P. C. Mason to WCW, May 18, 1913.
On Sunday, May 18, she took her first ride in it. Then a few days later, the first copy of the new book Counsels to Parents and Teachers came from the press. On Sunday, June 15, accompanied by Helen Graham, she responded to an invitation to attend a school picnic held in the Grove at the W.C. White home. Children, parents, teachers, and friends met at about 2 o'clock and stayed until 7. She was invited to speak to the group, and instead of talking for an anticipated 20 minutes, she took all of 45. Helen Graham took down her remarks. "I have always had a special interest in the youth," she opened. "I see before me today those whom I know God can use if they will put their dependence in Him." Continuing, she said, "Children, if you will be in earnest in serving God, you will be a help to all with whom you associate. There is nothing to be ashamed of in being a Christian. It is an honor to follow the Savior. And it is by obeying the instructions that He has given that you are to be prepared to meet Him when He comes. If you will ask God to help you to overcome what is unchristlike in your dispositions, He will prepare you for entrance into heaven, where no sin can enter." She urged the study of the Word of God, and she reminded them that the angels were beside them. She told of her girlhood experience and of her feeling of assurance that God would continue to sustain her, for she had a work yet to do. She closed her remarks with a short prayer. Her message seemed very appropriate for an afternoon of Christian recreation, and everyone was glad Sister White could be with them. One evening after worship in the home, Elder A.W. Spalding, who was spending some time at Elmshaven preparing material for publication on the beginnings of the work of the church in the southern states, offered to assist her up the stairs to her room, but she turned and said, "Oh, no, thank you. I am quite able to go alone. Why, I am as spry as when I was a girl."
"As when I was a girl?"
"Yes, indeed. More so. When I was a girl, I was ill, and frail, and in pain, but now the Lord has strengthened me all these years, and I am better, far better than when I was a girl."
A. W. Spalding, Origin and History, Volume 3, p. 280.
About this time, Sarah McIntyre, who was back at Elmshaven for a brief visit, reported to W.C. White, who was still in the East. "Mother's health has been more than we dared to hope for during your absence. She sings in the night and she sings in the day, even while in the bathtub taking her treatment. She seems to enjoy her food very much, and I believe it is doing her good. We get her out to ride twice nearly every day." Sarah McIntyre to WCW, June 20, 1913.